Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. We are lucky to have with us the Health Services Manager at the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, Mrs. Patience Nyemba, who will be discussing with us about cancer in women. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Nyemba.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
Can you just take us through which ones are the most common cancers, especially amongst women?
Thank you, Marvelous. In Zimbabwe, the most common cancer is the cancer of the cervix or cervical cancer. Breast cancer now is lower. It's about 12%, whereas cervical cancer is about 30 to 33% in females. And it's a cancer which is quite disturbing because it's a condition which can be prevented. So we're hoping that today on the Women's Forum, some women will be able to pick something and share it with their female colleagues.
What are the symptoms of cervical cancer?
Cervical cancer, in the initial stages, the signs and symptoms are very silent. There's nothing. You can't feel anything because it takes about 5 to 20 years for cervical cancer to really develop or manifest. But as the disease or condition progresses, you find that initially you can have irregular bleeding. Even after your periods, you can have bleeding, or you can have heavy bleeding and bleeding which is not normal from the one you've always had. Or you can have a discharge which doesn't respond to medication. That also can also have a sign to say that something is not right. And then you can also have foul-smelling watery discharge, which needs to be attended to. And some people may have backache or lower abdominal pain. These are some of the signs of early cervical cancer. But like I said, the initial stages, sometimes there's nothing which a woman feels unless she's going to be screened for her to know what's happening to her. And then as the disease progresses, you find that some ladies will have a discharge, or they can have heavy bleeding with clots and their backache, and also they can have problem of having feces and urine being discharged through their vaginal path. But this normally happens when the condition has really taken time, so that some of the surrounding organs, that's the rectum and the bladder, have been eroded by the cervical cancer.
And what would you say are the major causes of cervical cancer?
In Zimbabwe, the major causes of cervical cancer from the studies which have been done show that the HPV virus, a human papilloma virus, which is sexually transmitted, is the major cause of cervical cancers. A few, about 2% of the cervical cancers are from other causes. So we are encouraging all sexually active women to get themselves screened so that at least they will be seen if they don't have any precancer cells. Because precancer cells, these ones can be actually treated. And once they are treated, this will prevent you from developing into cancer.
And also we've heard that the use of herbs in the reproductive organs can also lead to cancer. What's your take on that?
There are some studies which have revealed that the use of herbs which are inserted into the birth canal can contribute to the cause of cervical cancer. But maybe it's because those herbs can cause erosion on your birth canal and expose you to the entry of the HPV virus from your partner in later life. And then eventually that HPV virus will develop into the precancer cells, which will lead to cancer of the cervix.
And are there any precautionary measures that women can take to avoid getting cancer?
Yes, there are some. Women should get themselves screened at least once in 2 years to just make sure that they don't have any of those precancer cells. And also, for those who are sexually active and have multiple partners, they can also practice safer sex. Safer sex is use of condoms or even abstinence so that they don't develop cancer of the cervix. And also, we encourage people to change their lifestyles, like the type of food we eat, exercising, taking plenty of water, and also screening should be part of our lifestyle, to say every year I must get myself screened so that I know what my state is like, my health state.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Patience Nyemba, the Health Services Manager at the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.